In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a Patriots Monday, and that means Jerod Mayo will join us in about an hour and a half at 9, and you can talk New England Patriots and the soon-to-start regular season all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI, including at 10 during the debut of Jones and Keefe. It will be great to see. Is Rich here yet? Chime, have you seen him?
I don't believe he is here yet, no.
I haven't seen him in daylight hours since it was Dale and Rich.
Yeah, and he's another good one for like top five actors.
Who, Rich Keefe?
Yeah, because he's big into movies.
Yes. Oh, well, the top five actor thing is it's created a massive firestorm everywhere. Like, who knew I was going to offend Daniel Day-Lewis fans all over the place because the guy has three Oscars, but he's not in my top five. Like,
Daniel Day-Lewis stinks. Stop it. He doesn't stink. He's very good at his craft, but it's too artsy. It's not like actual acting.
Chime, you know what I mean? I would be interested in your take on this because I got shut down immediately. Adam Sandler has range.
Stop. No.
He could do.
That's a shirt. Adam Sandler has range.
He does. I would have never said it. Uncut Gems. Open my eyes.
Uncut Gems.
Courtney, the adult movie fans are having a discussion.
Okay, right. Sorry. You're right.
Adam Sandler does not have range.
Yeah, well,
you liked Uncut Gems, which he was actually very good
at. Very good, and it was a serious role.
But he was playing like a gambler. Like, he could get away with that in the movie Hustle we were talking about where he played like an agent. Can you see Adam Sandler playing the Equalizer?
Yeah. No.
Right.
So I'm the reason that I did this as my lead.
It's a good one.
Is because Denzel Washington is basically suggesting that this is his last movie, Gladiator 2. Really sad. The guy is.
I love Denzel.
I mean, he is. I'm telling you, he's got to be on everybody's top five list. There's no way he's not.
He is. I love him.
And he's only 69.
Right.
So,
nice.
But he doesn't go into the world of, like, he's more one of those actors. Like, he doesn't do a lot of, like, comedy movies. Like, De Niro will go down that road. He won't, like, he has never done, I don't believe, like, one of the Marvel superhero movies where you've seen guys like Russell Crowe, Christian Bale go down that road. He's probably very picky when it comes to what he wants to do, and that's probably why he's like, done everything, and I'm not going to do those.
This is Rich in the truck. Hey, Rich.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
What's up?
So I got one comment for you, Greg, and then I just got two honorable mentions for that list.
Yeah.
I was a little shocked to hear you not throwing on Mr. Morgan Freeman, and then I was a little surprised that you didn't have Tom Hardy on there because I think both of those guys are pretty incredible. But my one comment to your list about Leo is you said you do respect Leo a lot, but then you kind of gave honorable mention to Johnny. They wouldn't have any careers without each other. You know, What's Eating Gilbert Grape created both of them from being heartthrobs to other forms of acting.
Yeah.
That gave them their role.
I understand where you're going, but Leonardo DiCaprio would have had the career that he had with or without Johnny Depp.
He's right about Tom Hardy.
Hardy's really good.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is right about Tom Hardy. He talk about range and could do, like, I just watched this movie not too long ago. The Bike Riders with him in it?
Yeah.
And just he's spectacular. I think he's like, as far as not up and comers, but like the new generation, I would put him top five.
Yeah. I mean, here's a text that said, I would watch Equalizer 23 because of Denzel Washington.
I mean, the one thing about Denzel, and this is why every role he plays, you believe it. When he was in John Q, you were like, what's going on? You're not going to give this kid a new heart? And then you talk about Man on Fire.
Yeah. Oh, Man on Fire is so good.
Maybe one of the best twists his masterpiece. In a movie of all time.
Yeah.
Man on Fire? I didn't see that coming.
No, you did not expect it. And I can, like, I cry at very few films. Mm. I cried at the end of Man on Fire.
When Christopher
It ends with us, a new movie. It's been out for like 3 weeks now. I sobbed in the movie theater yesterday harder than I've cried in a movie in quite some time.
You two are single-handedly reinventing the movie theater business. You go to the movies more than my 90-year-old aunt and uncle.
Yeah. We try to go once a week.
You do?
We try, yeah.
But it was good, though?
It was so good. Blake Lively, that Justin Baldoni, there's like a lot of drama going on behind the scenes with them. It's a book that turned into a movie. I didn't read the book. I will read the second book.
It's a tearjerker, though?
It's heavy. It involves domestic violence, trigger warning. But it is...
You guys just went for a feel-good Sunday
Santo
summer.
Santo did not know what it was about.
Summer movie.
I know he was bored out of his mind.
No, Santo cried.
Really?
Yeah, so we were with two of our friends. They both cried.
Wait, you have to remember, Santo appreciates like good art.
So he's like...
Yes. No, Santo is whipped.
Yeah.
You have to remember, Santo is whipped.
I bet he likes
can be true.
I bet he likes The Notebook.
I actually like The Notebook.
I loved A Star Is Born. That was great.
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper, underrated
That's
actor.
That's a tearjerker.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper, but he doesn't have the full body of work that Denzel has. Well,
yet, but he's still building it. Like, you can see him in The Hangover, but he's also like Silver Linings Playbook or A Star Is Born. So he's building that repertoire.
I agree with you on that, Sean. All right, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up the dumb bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. Where do you want to start, Sean?
Greg, we got to start with post-game last night after the Patriots lost to the Commanders in the final preseason game. Gerard Mayo spoke to the media, and Jacoby Brissett was clearly hurt in the game last night. And then Gerard was asked about what would happen if Jacoby Brissett was deemed out, injured, for week one. This was what Mayo said.
Jacoby suffered an injury tonight. I think it just raises the possibility that if he's the starter week one, that could happen the regular season. Would Drake May play if Jacoby's unavailable?
I would like to sit here and say 100%. He's our second best quarterback on our roster right now.
So is that a yes or?
Next question. I'm not sure. I'm not sure until I watch the film.
How can you not be sure at this point?
Yeah.
What's the point of that? I mean, didn't we go through at least I was told by some, he's not here today, that we went through a season in which Bill Belichick destroyed the confidence of Mac Jones by refusing to, stand behind.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Find him.
Right.
Why would we do that again?
Like, next question. I'm not sure.
Why don't you just say Drake May is absolutely our backup, and should Jacoby Brissett get hurt,
it's weird. It is so confusing.
I get it. Like, if you're going to do the Bill thing where, every job is open when it comes to a competition, and but
if Brissett is hurt, Courtney was so right this morning. Who's playing quarterback? Zappy? Right.
And it's not even the Bill thing.
And it's not the Bill thing because he's either saying that this is a competition and he has to see how it plays out. Well, if that's the case, then the writing's on the wall because Drake May has been clearly the better option than Jacoby Brissett.
Clearly.
So it's either you had this plan and you're sticking to the plan and it doesn't matter what you saw during preseason, or it's a competition and you're seeing how it plays out. If it's the latter, then it's Drake May.
But the plan thing is never explained. Like Jerod Mayo was on this show last week saying, we have a plan, and it you know, I'm paraphrasing, but it may piss people off. Mm-hmm. So, when he comes on at 9 this morning, I'm going to ask what is the plan?
I'm just confused.
You talked about the plan. What's the plan? Is the plan that Jacoby Brissett plays, even if he's hurt, he plays the entire season, he plays till week 8? Like, what is the plan?
Well, a couple weeks ago, I don't remember, when he was asked about, could Drake May be a week 1 starter? And Chime, I know you guys were talking about this. It might have been a weekend show or something where he says, yes, he can control the huddle or something. And then he's like, he's all over the place. Like, we're not asking you, is he the starter? But could he be? It's a simple yes or no. Yeah.
All right. What's next, Chime?
Well, one more thing from last night's game. Our biggest concern, without a doubt, is the offensive line. Jerod Mayo talked about the offensive line after the game.
I think it is a concern. I think the biggest concern for me, it's not the X's and O's of what to do. It's just the lack of discipline that they showed today. And that's on all of us. That's on me. It starts with me. And I got to be more diligent in getting on those guys about pre-snap penalties. And the rest of the coaches have to do the same thing. But the players also have to take responsibility for those pre-snap penalties. Look, the referees, they did a good job. They warned us multiple times. We talked. Then we got flagged, and they just kept on the flag because we didn't adjust. And one thing, you know, I've learned around here is we'll do business as business is being done.
Okay.
You played the game.
Mm-hmm.
Please enlighten me, because when you look at the dropped snaps last night,
mm-hmm.
when Drake May was in there,
mm-hmm.
backup center,
mm-hmm.
whatever number he is, 3, 4.
51, I believe.
Yeah, but whatever number on the depth chart.
Oh, okay.
Nick Leverett.
The Drake May haters are blaming that on Drake May this morning, on either the Subaru of New England text line or on the, I call them the Maysayers, mm-hmm. Chime.
Well done. That's great.
Thank you. But that's on the center. That's not on him.
Well, sometimes it could be on the quarterback for
come on, Wiggy.
Pulling out a little early and or not keeping his hands where he needs to be. Because we're talking about when the quarterback's on the center.
So the first one, though, was a shotgun snap that was at his ankles. Like,
That's not on him. I thought you were talking about the one where he was on the center.
The other one, yeah, could be May's fault. It's unclear to us who was at fault but it could be 50-50.
The shotgun is very simple. You know, basically, the ball's either hitting the quarterback right in the stomach area and right in the hands. That is a perfect snap. And if the quarterback drops it, that's on him. If it's low, if it's high, that's on the center. But the one where he was on the center, sometimes you really have to look. Did he pull out a little too early? Did he not open his hands enough? So that could be on the quarterback.
Well, another thing we can ask Mayo about. What else, Sean?
Greg, you brought up Joe Milton. I don't know if you heard this in last night's game. Chris Collinsworth.
Oh, God. How could I not hear it?
Loves himself some Joe Milton. This was Collinsworth talking about Milton and the conversations he had with him.
I kind of get the feeling that Jerod Mayo just wanted to see this guy throw the ball sort of off his back foot. Now, I've got to put this in perspective, right? So we got a chance to meet Joe Milton yesterday. Comes in, great guy. And I said, all right, just break it down for me. You're standing on the goal line. Every one of us have done this at one time or another. You throw the ball, where does it land? He said, the 5-yard line. I go, come on, the 5-yard line. He said, I'm getting 100 next year.
I don't know about that. I mean, that's throwing, you can throw pretty far. And aren't we past the, like, football players are big? With Joe Milton,
yeah.
When it's like, oh my God,
you
don't realize how big this guy is. 6'5", 240. Like, all right,
but I love Drake May. That scramble that he had last night to get the first mm-hmm. down,
yeah, on 3rd and 14.
Doesn't dive on it, ready for contact. No. Like
that's where I would be.
That's why he's my quarterback. Mm-hmm.
That's where I'd be like, all right, be careful in those situations.
No, I know you would, but whatever. He's trying to win himself a starting job.
Also didn't take on a linebacker, right, as you're trying to get the first down.
No, I get it, but as a coach, you'd say, hey, listen, we need you, so once you get the first down, slide.
See, here's the argument. May dropped several snaps the last preseason game as well. It's not the center, it's him. So that's going to be the argument.
So I would retort with Nick Leverett has played center for about a month. He has never played center before in his life. He's played guard all his life until he came to the New England Patriots, and now he's a center. I would say that a lot of those fumble snaps are on Nick Leverett.
But I would also say that Drake May is probably 50% to blame because of the fact that, like a lot of quarterbacks that come from college to the NFL, they're hardly ever under center in college in today's game. So.
Sure, and Drake May, chief among them, was not under center a ton. But with David Andrews, that won't happen.
Yeah.
Okay. They said it. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports on a Patriots Monday, and Jerod Mayo coming up at 9. Next, we will get to today's news, including Florida, not like the rest of us. And I get it. Sometimes the romantic desire overtakes you, Courtney.
Yeah.
But, like, not in public. Am I
voyeurism
right
is real.
It is.
Not in public. Like, what these three decided to do in Florida in public is not.
It's not right.
Okay at any time.
No.
Especially in broad daylight.
Correct.
So we'll get to that coming up next.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.